Today on the Endurance Hour podcast, episode 227, aqua jogging for triathlon training, training for a marathon after completing your 70.3, how to drop time in the pool, and avoiding burnout and losing your training mojo. Today's episode is brought to you by How to Swim Faster in 30 Days, a freestyle guide to dropping time in the pool or open water. This multimedia training plan includes 42 instructional swim lesson videos and demonstrations above and below the water, plus a detailed 30-day calendar designed to help you swim faster and more efficiently than ever before. Go to endurancehour.com/swimfaster25 for 25% off your plan today. Each order comes with a $47 off discount code to blue70.com. Full details on endurancehour.com/swimfaster25. If you like your question featured on the podcast, send us an email to endurancehour@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail from your desktop, laptop, or smartphone at speakpipe.com/endurancehour. That's speakpipe.com/endurancehour.
Catherine asks about aqua jogging. She's getting ready for a marathon in 6 weeks and she's injured, and her doctor told her right now she just needs to aqua jog to help her recover from her injury. And so she was doing a Google search and came across one of my aqua jogging Ask Coach Wendy videos that we created, and she just asked me how I incorporate aqua jogging into my triathlon training. So I think it's a great question, one I actually really enjoy talking about because I use aqua jogging within my training even when I'm not injured, because I think it's really good to help with running form, recovery, and it just kind of sometimes makes the workout go by a little bit quicker when I add some aqua jogging within my swim training. So right now, I have access to water that's about chest level or waist deep. I don't do deep water running like I have in the past. So you can either do deep water running with or without a vest. I would try it both ways, depending on how strong you are in the water. If you wear a vest in deep water, you're going to be able to get a little bit more forward lean, and you're not going to be using so much of your energy to help keep you afloat. So when you take the vest off, you definitely are going to get more of a workout because you're not only trying to focus on running, but you're also trying to focus on keeping your body afloat. So it just depends on your experience in the water. Right now, I like running in waist deep water. So I'm actually hitting the ground with every foot strike. And for the injuries that I have sustained in the past, it's still non-impact, even though I'm hitting the bottom of the floor, but the resistance that's created from the water is helping me strengthen my legs. It's helping me maintain my running form. I think it's the best cross training you can do as a pure runner or triathlete, especially when you're injured, is to do some aqua jogging versus doing any of the other machines. Now, having said that, I don't really get my heart rate up very high when I aqua jog, even when I feel like I'm just maxing out my effort, because one way is I do like to mix it up is I like to mix up my cadence, mix up my intensity, and try to mimic the workout that I would actually be doing outside. So to compensate for that lack of high heart rate, I do sometimes some machines inside, such as the Precor elliptical machine, as well as the step mill, because then I can get a higher heart rate type of workout. So it really just depends on where your injury is and what else you could do to try to keep the muscular strength and cardiovascular benefits that you would be getting from running. Hopefully that helps you. Best wishes for success in overcoming your injury, and good luck in your fall marathon.
If you're new to triathlon, you're welcome to download for free our Sprint Triathlon Training Plan for Beginners. It's a professionally produced and guided 8-week multimedia training program, which includes welcome videos before every training week, weekly swim workout videos, detailed swim, bike, and run workouts, target heart rate, training zone guidelines, nutrition and hydration tips, race day training tips, and more. Go to endurancehour.com/freesprint to download it today.
This question is from Justin. Hey, Wendy, I just finished my first 70.3 and I signed up for a marathon with my girlfriend in 8 weeks. What do you suggest I do for training? Hey, Justin, congratulations on finishing your first 70.3. You've obviously have a really good base fitness as you start your buildup for your marathon. First off, I just want to say, I don't know the exact training you did for your 70.3. I do know what it takes to train for a 70.3. And so I know you at least have a long run under your belt of 13 miles. After 56 miles, it probably feels like you did a marathon. So what I suggest is, first off, you want to make sure you recover well, at least a week or two of active recovery from your 70.3. And then what I would focus on, I would redo a baseline fitness test, maybe a 5K race or a 5K test run on your own to reset your training zones. I would plug that 5K time into a running calculator so you can kind of have an idea of what your predicted marathon time will be based on your training and based on your current fitness, which is that 5K time. And then I just would slowly progress with your miles, having just done a 13-mile run off of 56 miles biking. I would think it's okay to do your next long run, maybe a 16-mile run, with the focus on just totally endurance and just really finishing the run without adding intensity. And I would just set out the next 6 to 8 weeks of adding a mile or two build up for your long runs, building up to, you know, at least 20, maybe 22 miles. I don't think you have time to build up slowly for that 22-mile run, but 18, 22 miles, you know, it's hard to say exactly. And then I would maintain during the week, I would maintain a tempo run and then a couple of recovery runs. I would just work on some miles more than anything and continue to cross train with one or two bikes a week and one or two swims a week if you can fit that all in. But again, the main focus on your marathon needs to be some mileage buildup. And it's hard to say exactly how much because I don't know what your training was like for the 70.3. So best wishes for success. I can't wait to hear about it. And thanks for asking the question. I hope it helps.
You're invited to join the T2 Endurance Club group on Facebook. It's dedicated to discussing all things endurance sports with an emphasis on community and support. Every week, Coach Wendy and I will join the conversation with additional advice and feedback, plus special health and fitness challenges. Just search T2 Endurance Club on Facebook and request to join.
Patricia asks, hey, how do I get faster in swimming? I seem to can't break that 155 per 100 barrier, even though I'm swimming between 3,000 and 4,000 yards every workout, I still seem to be the same speed. What am I missing? Hey, Patricia, that is a great question. In my experience as a triathlon coach and as a swimmer, I swam all the way kindergarten through college and now as a triathlete. If you are stuck, especially if you're not swimming below 140 per 100, if you're stuck more in that 2-minute range, which 155 is within that 2-minute range, and you just can't seem to get faster despite the time you're putting in the water, it's probably a technique thing. When you start to work on your technique, you will get free speed, meaning fix some sort of mechanical problem with your recovery, hand entry, underwater catch and pull, and swimming will begin to feel easier and you will go faster. That is what free speed is. That is what technique will do for you. So I don't want to say much more than that because I've never seen you swim before. So I'm not quite sure what technique advice to give you other than, again, you're around that 2 minute per 100. You need to work on getting a stronger catch and push, which makes up the pull. But part of doing that is working on your recovery and hand entry phase of the freestyle stroke. So I would definitely start to back off the yardage you're doing in the pool. Put more emphasis on your technique. Do a technique-focused training phase to see if that helps you get faster. But I also want to emphasize, you know, swimming is a technique strength sport. Once you kind of work on your technique and you, let's say, perfect it to where you're going to be, then you have to put in the strength and the endurance and the technique type of workouts to build that strength and technique. And then you have to condition yourself with threshold and speed workouts to ultimately get faster. And it does take a lot of effort in the water to make small gains. So, but if your goal really is to get faster, putting that time and effort is definitely worthwhile for you. So again, let me just emphasize, technique comes first, then the strength endurance come next, and then the tempo, threshold, and speed conditioning workouts. Follow that and you will become a faster and more efficient swimmer. So I appreciate you asking the question. I know a lot of folks out there have that same question. So thanks a lot and best wishes with your progress.
In addition to PDF downloads, Endurance Hour training plans are now available on Training Peaks. Go to endurancehour.com for more details.
Jim asks, "Hey, Wendy, can I ask you about being burned out and not being bothered to do anything? I was wondering if you had any tips on getting your training mojo back. Thanks a lot." Oh, this is such a common question that happens to triathletes. I think the main reason it happens, based on my experience as an athlete and coach, is athletes choose a training plan or choose an event to train for that they're either, number one, not ready for, or number two, they're trying to fit their life around the race or the plan versus fitting the plan around their life. So to answer your question, Jim, I think the best reason and way to stay motivated is if you have a strong enough why to keep you motivated. Why do you do triathlon? Why do you want to be bothered to do any training? A lot of reasons people do triathlon, the challenge of it, whether it's a sprint distance or an Ironman distance. A lot of athletes I've spoken to recently get into the sport for a new healthy lifestyle. Maybe they want to lose some weight, be more active, or they come from a running background and they want to do more cross training, so they add swimming and biking into their plan. But I think it all boils down to if you have a strong enough why, strong enough reason to, in your terminology, be bothered to do any training, then that motivation will come back. And if right now you don't have any strong reason or why to be putting any training, enjoy doing other things and don't worry about not training. Your mojo will come back when you have a good reason to make it come back. So again, thanks for asking the question and keep us posted on your progress and let us know if you have a strong why and if you get that mojo back. Good luck.
And that's going to wrap up this episode of the Endurance Hour Podcast, episode 227. You can also find the show notes to this episode at endurancehour.com/episode227. If you like your question featured on the program, send us an email to endurancehour@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail from your desktop, laptop, or smartphone at speakpipe.com/endurancehour. Until next time, for Wendy Mader, I'm Dave Erickson. Have a great week of training, racing, or recovery. We'll see you next time. Adios.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Life's begun, nights are warm and the days are young.